While Kensington has been in the spotlight lately as the visible center of Philadelphia's opioid crisis, other parts of the neighborhood are being transformed by gentrification. One of the long-standing anchors of Kensington is its veterans club, the AmVets Post 146 on Sargent Street. A new book, The Good of the Order, chronicles the history of the neighborhood from the perspective of the AmVets Club. It's based on 50 years' worth of notebooks kept by the club's founder, recently discovered in the basement. WHYY's Peter Crimmins visited the club and spoke with its steward, Edward Hepworth, and author Gerald Shields.
You know, growing up here, this was really the kind of neighborhood beacon. This is where everybody hung out. I played baseball here. And then as we got older and we were able to drink, it was even more so. You'd come in because, you know, most of the bars, you know, beers were $4. You come in here and you get, you know, 50 cents, 75 cents. And more so, you know, you needed a job. You came here and asked somebody if they had a job. If somebody was sick, they would raise money for the sick children. If your house burnt down, they'd have a fundraiser for you. So it was always a place where it was a lifeboat. It was a lifeboat for the neighborhood.
We said Christmas time, you maybe only got your Christmas present here. We had a skylight in the roof here, and the guy two doors away would be Santa Claus and walk across the roof, come down. We all be sitting on the floor, and that might be the only Christmas present you got that year.
And judging by what I'm reading in the book, the parties were thrown here, sort of epic parties.
Oh, yeah. Well, originally, they were allowed open to 4 o'clock in the morning. So you came here, you went to the AD club, it closed at 2 o'clock, and then you could be back here from 2 to 4. And most of the time, people were supposed to be going to church. They stopped here and missed church in the morning on Sunday mornings.
Someone would be sent to church to get the bulletins so that you could go home and say to your wife, hey, I was at church. And they would make them listen to the homily, too, so you could tell the wife what the homily was about. So he'd come back and give everybody instructions. I already talked about chapter 17.
It was a little rough, but yeah. It was, you know, everybody care for one another. It belonged to this place.
To put this book together, you relied heavily on Joe Manco.
Right.
Who was Joe Manco?
Joe was a founder. He was one of the founders. So he went to World War II, and he came back, and then he took over a lot of the
veterans affairs and right. Everything. He would tell the guys, you know, where to go if they needed help and apply for different things. Ran the whole show. He actually kept the club alive. I never seen a man drink ever in my life. I knew him for 60 years. I never seen him drink.
And it was kind
and
of
he was real quiet.
But he was here all the time.
Yeah. He would come in every Saturday, and, you know, we'd go, quiet, here comes Joe, you know, because we were rowdy when we were younger. And he basically, nobody actually knew he was writing this.
Yes.
And you found the notes that he took for years, for 50 years or more, probably?
Yes.
He died in, like, 2005, so he kept it till like, 2000.
Yeah.
So it went from 47 to 2000.
How many notes were there? I mean, how
there's
much?
360 pages.
So one of the things he did that was cool, he kept all the minutes. He had all the photos of the veterans. He had these hilarious stories from the newsletters. But one of the things he did, he weaved in American history. You know, these guys were telling an American story. They watched America evolve from this club, and they participated in it. You know, they go over to World War II, they defeat the most evil man, arguably, in world history. They come back, they humbly tuck their medals in the closet and begin building this economic force. They're part of it. And the thing that was cool is that they commemorated issues. So we had Beans Gannon, who was like the costume guy. So the first man lands on the moon. Beans goes around the corner, gets a motorcycle helmet, some vacuum cleaner parts, comes walking in an astronaut. So Neil lands on the moon, and so does Beans.
The club, around, what, the 70s, 80s?
It turned big time. Well, you lost a lot of people moved down the neighborhood. The membership really went down big, all over, with VFWs, everybody.
Yeah, there was a meeting in 1980 where they were going to vote whether to close the club or not. Right after that, kids of the founders start coming in and making the cash registers rise again. We took over the jukebox, and every time these doors were going to close, something happened that kept them open. This place is as strong as it's ever been. financially, membership-wise. But the other thing that's really critical, the month before we had our anniversary, we blocked the street off. The house band came out, and we raised $5,000 for a kid who had fatal muscular dystrophy. So to me, that was very critical because it showed that the spirit is still alive. The charity, the generosity, the caring for each other is still very much alive here.
Talking to Gerard Shields and Eddie Hepworth at the AmVets Post 146 in Kensington, the new book is Good of the Order. Thanks so much for talking.
Thank you. Welcome. Thanks, Peter. Thanks for coming today.